Hey, guys, real quick mention this morning before we get going here with your episode of the show of the instance here. If you like video games and you like talking about them and you like what I do here on the Frog Pants Network, then you might be very interested in a brand new show just hitting this week. Tuesdays and Thursdays, every week, 30 minutes or so each day. A brand new show called Boop. That's B-O-O-P. It's video game news and commentary. Right here on the Frog Pants Network. Go check it out. If you like The Instance, you probably like this. If you like other shows I do, well, you'll definitely like this. Again, that's at frogpants.com/boop. That's B-O-O-P. You can follow us on Twitter at Boop Show as well. Check it out on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are distributed right now. That's The Boop Show right here on the Frog Pants Network. See you there.
All right. Hang on a second, Scott. Are you telling me we've been live this whole time?
You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. It is episode 376 for Friday, August 1st, 2014, and I'm Scott Johnson. Joining me tonight, or today, well, it'll be tonight where he is, it's Terpster. Hello, Terpster.
Hello!
Hey,
it
man.
It is tonight. I won't ruin it for you, Scott, but it's pretty exciting.
Is it?
It's not that exciting.
No, it's not really, is it? No. It's raining there. It's raining here. It's raining everywhere. Where? That didn't rhyme.
That almost could be a poem.
Almost. I was almost a poet, and I almost didn't know it. Also with us, the glorious Dills is back. Hello, Dills.
Hello. I am glorious.
Glorious.
Thank you, Scott. That's the way I'd like to be presented all the time.
Sure. The glorious Dills, everybody.
Yeah, the glorious Dills. But here he is in all his glory.
That's right.
Actually, that's too much pressure. Never mind. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Back. Then I got to live up to it and actually be glorious, and I don't know, that may not happen.
Yeah, back that truck up. It's good to have us all here. It's been a night. We had a little break last week because of stuff. We had things. I had things. Had a family
stuff
reunion.
Stuff and things? Yeah. What is this?
I had to go to a...
I had
to go to this like horrible water park with extended family, and that place was just packed with just beast
whales. How can a water park be horrible?
It was bad.
It's a great place to be.
It is if you're...
It's filled with water, and it's like a park, but it's got water, and everyone loves it.
Yeah.
You splash, and you play, you pee in it.
High risk of pink eye, you know.
So was it just a disgusting water park?
Kind of, but mostly because of the volume of people. The queues were ridiculous. Yeah. There were people... They had to clear a pool twice for somebody pooping in it.
Rubbing off on Scott, calling them queues.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's... The reason you call it a queue is because it feels very much like the first day of an expansion.
Right.
You go there, like everyone's saying like how great it is, and you're like, yeah, I'm sure it'd be great if all of you buggers weren't here. Like, I hate... Why is it that we can't just have nice things just for me?
Right.
Why has the rest of the world got to come along?
See, I know you're being sarcastic, but I actually believe what you're saying. I believe
what I'm saying.
Yes. Less people, more me. How about me?
Exactly.
It's very believable. Yeah.
The thing is, though, it was mostly just because it was packed, but also, you know, when there are many pools there, like three or four big, you know, Olympic sized pools, and one of them got cleared twice because some kid crapped in his diaper in it.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Well, stop. After the first crap in the diaper, just stay out of the pool.
Yeah, I didn't go near that pool the whole day.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Oh shoot! Get out of the water, everybody.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Poop NATO 2.
At least you didn't get a Sharknado in there. But
No.
By the way, did you guys watch that?
No.
No?
You know what? I'm a big believer in not supporting this ridiculous trend.
It was pretty delightful, though. I will say this. They know what they're doing at this point.
But doesn't it feel like manufactured hype to you? Like manufactured, they're trying to be viral and it's all made up. It's like not really campy. It's forced down your throat as camp.
Well, no, but all of their other movies are just campy because they're campy. But this one, yeah, it was definitely attempted campiness.
Yeah. I mean, it feels artificial to me.
Ian Ziering giving like a big speech about how proud he is to be an American and then chainsawing a shark in half was awesome. It was awesome.
I like that.
I quite enjoyed that.
I agree that sounds awesome, but I don't like that they knowingly tried to do a thing that I would think sounds awesome. That's all. I want it to be awesome for awesome's sake.
I get that, but sometimes that's just how you make awesome stuff. Is yeah. you just go, "Hey, what would be awesome?"
Yeah,
and then we do it.
Ian Ziering doing that. Yeah, that was actually not the first thing that jumps to mind, but sure, why not? All right. Well, hey, we're back, and we're good to be. It's good to be back. I don't like Garage Hell Screaming, and here's why. I'm just going to tell you. I raided last night, and it was a miserable experience.
I was like, was he the kid in the pool?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Also, because I'm not as regular as our team is in terms of being there on time and, you know, every single day and everything. I've been a lot better lately, but
regular as that baby.
I mean, if that's the baby in the pool, he's regular.
Right. It's super regular. And by the way, when they clean out that pool, it's like a 14-year-old lifeguard. It's not even like real people with professional skills.
He doesn't have a hazmat suit.
He's just got a net and he's trying to fish out a turd.
Yes, it's Pizza Face Jones.
They didn't train me about this.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. And then when he's done, they just blow a whistle like, yep, everything's fine. Forget about the bacteria bomb.
There's not that much poop in there anymore.
Most of the poop is gone now.
Thank you, Brave. Lifeguard.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so sorry, back to the thing there. We wiped a lot and it wasn't great. And even the usual cheery. No.
The baby?
No, we're talking about Garage now. We're back to Garage. Yeah, somebody didn't wipe there either, but yeah.
Okay.
So people were grumpy. It just was lame. It was one of those nights.
To the pool, Scott.
I know. It's still. It's all applying to the previous story. I can't get out. I can't get away from it.
Right, but I can't.
But at the end, so let me tell you if you guys have ever been a victim of this. It's been a while. You haven't been in a while. Whatever. You're maybe not as geared as everybody else, and you're doing your best though, and you're trying to make the difference. And you've taken the guy down before with the same exact group, so you figure, well, I'm geared enough. You know, I'm okay. Sure. I survived that entire fight, and we won. So you're plugging away and. And on the final attempt where everyone's kind of irritated and looking forward to not dying or whatever, I am killed by I don't know what. I'm not standing in something. We're all in the same wadded up group of people. You know, in my mind, it's like, well, I didn't get healed or something. Something happened here that I couldn't control or react to quick enough and eat a cookie or whatever. So I just die. Poof. And then, you know, someone says, oh, no, sometimes that thing spikes and blah, blah, blah or something. But then later there's like this sort of, you know, it could be a gear issue. It could be, you know, they're kind of dancing around like, yeah, you brought your sorry ass to this raid and it couldn't handle it because you're under gear or whatever. So I'm getting
that. But I thought
that
you already killed him before, so.
We had. It was fine before. Nobody knows why this didn't work out. But you get to, is, Dills, because you've led a raid.
Have you tried my tactic on Garrosh?
What's
basically,
that?
Basically, what you do is, you know, the big CG engine molten ball thing.
Yeah, the big wheel thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right at the beginning. Just get run over by one of those and then just cheer everyone on.
Yeah.
That's what I like to
do. Take the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it may as well have done that.
Let me help you guys by just saying that it's okay.
Yeah. But this is what happens. You get to the end of it and there's the psychology kicks in where people will say, and this isn't me calling anybody out. This is just the way it works. This is rating 101. They'll say, oh, well, what happened? We don't know. Wow. The freaking. And then you start to think of reasons why that may not actually be the reasons why. Right. So GURP kissing the dirt, I promise you, has got nothing to do with us not being able to finish that fight. I don't know what happened there, but it was one of those nights where you're just like, damn it, dude, raid.
Well, there's a few things that sometimes happen. Sometimes, especially in the flex, the comp is a little different than the last time you guys tried to do it.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out how to do it with a slightly different, you know, set of people.
Sure.
Some, you know, maybe one of the DPS isn't there that was there the time you were able to do it. And you're kind of compensating for that. So the fight's lasting a little longer. So the chances of people dying goes up a little bit and the healers have to spend more mana. And there's just like a lot of things that can.
It could be one like dude
incremental,
different.
Incremental changes that just make the difference between, you know, winning and losing and raiding. And that's just how it's always worked. But now with flex raiding, your team could be totally composed differently each time you go out there. So I don't know. Yeah, it's also sometimes you just have an off night just as a group collectively.
Yeah, there's something's
not
clicking.
We used to do that on Sin all the time.
Sure.
Sometimes we'd go in there and we'd just tear the place apart.
Yeah.
Brand new bosses, kill five of them in a night, no problem.
And here's what
Dills
would
do. We'd go in there and we couldn't get through like the first two guys that we'd been, you know, farming.
I've been
for
there.
Weeks.
Yeah, you've been there.
Been there.
This is what Dills would do in those fights. He would tough. Go. We would have a bad night, and him, as the leader, he would assess the overall tone and mood of the group, right? And you'd go, all right, guys, now there's nothing wrong with us having a bad night. Let's all just regroup and we'll do this again Thursday or whatever our nights were. And we'll, you know, it'll all be fine. And you just kind of do the good pep talk after a bad game, you know, like five to zero loss from the Dodgers kind of deal. And we, most of us would walk away okay with that, but you always had zeros, dude. It's just like just under the covers is just ready to pull out a knife and slice your neck. He was just so pissed about how everything went wrong.
Anyway, oh, Siros. Yeah. Takes everything so serious.
Good man, that Siros. So anyway, I did
I hope he'll be back for Warlords.
Yeah, probably.
I hope so.
Yeah, I would assume so. He's been busy father and all that.
He tends to play a lot though when he plays.
You know, it's all
like
in or nothing.
A whole lot.
He doesn't half play. It's all go.
He's all in.
I also made the mistake. Terps, I don't know if you've seen this. I assume you have.
Your mistake?
Well, this one, this particular one. I got a new one for you, all right? Not all those other ones that you're aware of.
I'm prepping myself.
There's a site called mysteamgage.com.
Uh-oh.
Where it's essentially slash played for your Steam life.
Oh, wow. Oh, Christ.
You need to go try that because it shocked me.
Doop doop doop.
I mean,
it's
we're
working.
Talking.
I have to be patient.
They tell you how much all your games are monetarily worth. I got $5,500 worth of video games.
Holy crap!
I don't think I've paid that. Clearly,
a lot
of that is gifted and on discounts and all that. So you have to take that into account. But it counts all your hours played, the top games all the way to the bottom games of hours and time played in those games. Skyrim is the big winner for me. On Steam, surprisingly, Rift at number two.
That's not too bad.
How'd
Mine's
you do?
Okay, it says over the last 7 years, I've spent 717 hours playing this selection, which includes 195 items, is valued at $2,899, and requires 779 gigabytes. That's kind of cool. I like that it kind of breaks it all down.
Yeah,
like
the data is pretty cool. I'm looking at mine again. Trying to find it here. Come on. See, this is what's scary. I've only been...
So mine goes Don't Starve, TF2, Skyrim are my top three.
I wouldn't have... That's interesting. I wouldn't have put TF2 in your list for some reason.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now mine's taking forever to do. But, oh, there we go. So we got... Elder Scrolls Skyrim. That one's easily the biggest. So for me, it says over the last 6 years... This is my second Steam account. My old one, I couldn't remember. And for whatever reason, I started a new one 6 years ago. Anyway, over the 6 years you've spent 1,001.6 hours playing this selection, which includes 439 games valued at $5,661 and requires 1,523.8 gigabytes. That's what, a terabyte and a half.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So for me, it's Elder Scrolls, Rift, Borderlands 2. I don't know why Rift, but whatever. I don't remember playing that much Rift. Garry's Mods.
You might have left it logged on overnight.
Civ 5, Team Fortress 2, and then from there, Defiance. I played a lot of Defiance. What am I doing?
Really? Oh, Christ.
Yeah. A lot of Hawken, a lot of Marvel Heroes. Still playing that. That game's great. Anyway.
That's interesting. It's always cool to find these sort of sites
Spelunky.
That start drilling down. And that's the problem with having Steam and Origin and Uplay and Battle.net. I would love to have a slash played on Battle.net because I'd love to know now, with D3, Hearthstone, just like how long have I spent playing?
Yeah.
And what would be even better is if someone could track how much money I spent.
Yeah.
Because, wow, it was weird. I did, after you did your slash played, I went back through and totted up all of my, European hours.
Did you do that with a mod or something, or how'd you do it?
No, I literally just logged in, just put them into a spreadsheet.
Oh, wow.
I thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And it worked out at 322 days, which isn't too bad over a decade. And then I thought, I don't want to do it on my American account, because then that could push it over the edge of being...
Yeah, that'll get ugly. That's about what I was for all my US characters after I went and did the same thing. I didn't do a video about that, but I was surprised at how high it got after I was relatively low with GURP. I was like, 86 days or something? But there are people who are like, I wish I did, I'm 700 days on my main. It's like, good Lord, man. It's something to play with. If you're a big Steam dude, then this might be a bit of a shock to you. But what was more shocking is I have 480 games in there and a ton that I haven't played. They're just sitting there, like little deals I got or a game someone gifted me and I forgot about or whatever. But to put it lightly, Steam is a platform I have fully embraced without really knowing it. I knew I liked it, but I didn't realize how deep I am into that ecosystem. It's pretty, pretty crazy.
And it's great. And when you look back on it and how everyone thought it was the devil when it first launched, mm-hmm. It's always cool to see how things turn around and improve over time. And I love it. And I think, like, you know, so often with WoW, like, you think about Real ID, you know, obviously we don't have real names on the forums.
Yeah.
Sad. But we do have Real ID and battle tags, and we're connected across all the different games now. And there still isn't a way for me to be invisible. So if I'm in work, everyone knows I'm playing Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you know, I'm allowed, but it's one of those things you know, it would always be nice to just, like on Steam, you can just log out of friends or be invisible.
Yeah.
You know, it's always nice to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Battle.net launcher is out of beta. It's more of a thing now. I love it. I exclusively obviously use it.
That's all I use.
That's your only
launch,
choice
yeah.
you have now.
Yep, yep.
But it's a pleasure. And I forget what my password is occasionally because I never have to type it in.
That's right. They force you, right? You can't not use it. You have to use it now for all three.
Yeah, you have to now. Yeah, yeah. They've got rid of all the basic launches.
Hmm.
And yeah, like I said, it's better. It's nice having the scrolling thing saying like what's happened in games, different games you might not know about, community stuff that's going on. You know, we did a thing with Blizzard and it was really cool to see like Yogscast on the launcher, and that was really cool. That was just like a fun thing to see.
Was that on the Hearthstone
it's across all of them, but I think it's an EU only thing. We had Yogscast, a Noob's Adventure, where we did 6 videos across Hearthstone.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, by the way. That was great.
Oh, good. Cool.
Why were you the first one, though? I think you're...
I was the Merlock Master. Okay. And then I just wanted to narrate stuff. So,
sure.
Yeah, I got to do my Elder Scrolls.
I just feel like you're more of a final boss. That's, you know,
obviously. But I had to set the tone so that, you know, obviously everyone knew what they were doing. So lead by example is my way.
Right, that's
also
your way.
Also, shoehorn yourself into anything that you really want to be part of. So it's those two things. I'm really annoyed because we're going to be out at Gamescom over in Germany.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys are going over there and they're going to play Hearthstone live on the Blizzard stage.
Oh, no
and
way.
And sadly, I've got a family thing that I have to go away for. So I'm missing Gamescom, which is my favorite of all the games conferences because it's in Germany and they do the best beer in the world.
Yeah.
And then obviously on top of that, I miss out on playing Hearthstone on a stage, you know, having literally a crowd of Germans, whatever the German for Miss Play is.
Yeah.
It would have been great to know, you know, you know, what German was for Miss Lethal and just Noob in general. But there's loads of cool things happening. And that's the great thing about the launcher. It just kind of ties that all together. And it'd be great. I'd like to see maybe like, you know, something saying like, oh, cool, here's what's happening in WoW podcast this week. You know, and they've done it in the past on the website, but we're more and more now an app-based culture where we consume our media through our own little portals.
Sure.
And I think that it'd be really cool to see, you know, more things like that going up on the launcher. But I don't know if that, you know.
I think they are going to have to. If they want to. So I've noticed something interesting. I didn't mean to even get into this, but the Heroes of the Storm stuff has really calmed down. Like, there's really not a lot of chatter going on. The Dota 2 international stuff kind of creamed everybody for a couple of days.
I mean, that was incredible.
That was
20
huge, yeah.
million people watching that.
Bananas. Plus on TV, they had ESPN and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's just insane.
Well, we got $10 million dollars on the line. I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, plus you got, you know, LOL showing no signs of dominating in terms of it being the most popular MOBA right now. And those two things just exploding. And I look at this effort by Blizzard and their weird decision to kind of roll back into some progression stuff that have pissed off a lot of people. And
yeah, but this is all, we talked about it last night on Into the Nexus. This is all alpha stuff where they're just kind of trying things out.
Sure.
And to me, it feels like they're taking some... They're taking some cues from some of their other games, which is to say that you need to have progression so that there's stuff to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what they're thinking. But a MOBA doesn't really work like that. You just want to jump in and play.
Yeah.
And just playing the games is the thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And the reason you want to keep playing more games is because every game is a little different and every game is fun on its own. You don't need to then, you know, finish the game and go, ooh, cool, I earned a little more points towards my thing that I'm going to get once I log 100 hours in this game.
Yeah.
People don't care about that. Sure, you could give us, you know, cool looking items and stuff.
Well, it promotes grinding and min maxing and stuff that they,
but yeah.
you know, that that game doesn't necessarily
need. But it
also
is going to turn players off at the beginning.
And
I
agree.
A terrible, terrible thing for a game like this. You need to have players come in and be all in and feel powerful right from the get-go, and then they'll stay and they'll play more.
Completely agree.
If they come in and they feel like they have to catch up, they're just going to go, well, you know what? I put a lot of time into LoL already. I'm going right over back. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. This is a weird move for them. And let's say they pull it because, you know, whatever. But the point is it's gotten so quiet in terms of the chatter about it that I think Blizzard needs to, just to go back to Terpstra's point, they need to get more into like letting people do some real-time spectating. They need to be able to create some tools and some quote-unquote portals into their games, maybe not just that game, but other games.
I mean, they've said that they're going to do something with Hearthstone, and they alluded that it might be something we see before BlizzCon.
BlizzCon. They're hard at work. They have to have it before then.
Because that would be amazing if we can get to a place where we have... I think that would be really cool if there's a real
spectator mode. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love to see.
They're starting to embrace the esports side of things, and they saw the recent change in Hearthstone where now if you're busy on the Battle.net app, you can no longer get messages in Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. And that's directly because of what happened at DreamHack recently with Radu, because, you know, he won. And he won this tournament, and at some point, a friend of his messaged him and said, hey, by the way, these are the two cards in the other guy's hand.
Oh!
And, Blizzard addressed that pretty quickly.
That's like finding out your favorite baseball player takes steroids, man.
Right? It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that. You don't want that.
No,
look, here's the thing.
Don't worry. I think Will Clark is fine, though. I don't think he ever took steroids.
No, he's fine. No, and Schilling was good. He didn't partake. At least he told me that. So,
he was also very anti. So.
Yeah, he was pissed. Nobody liked him for it. He took a lot
of Bonds and the Roger Clemens, different stuff.
Yeah, they got handfuls of the stuff. But here's the thing. you go into the future of Blizzard. Here's what I see, and this is the weirdest thing, because I never would have predicted it. I thought StarCraft II would remain top of the heap forever as esport forever, right? And then you'd have... If anything, if Blizzard made a MOBA, that would nestle into second place. And even in just their world, forget about LoL and forget about Dota 2 and stuff. If you just look at their Blizzard games, what has the best chance of being a esports sensation? I would have never thought a competitive card game would be it. But Hearthstone is poised to be that game.
It's crazy because right now, every weekend, there's a big Hearthstone tournament with thousands of dollars on the line.
It's crazy.
Every single weekend. Yeah. And you can go onto Twitch and watch them every weekend. I'm trying to play in one tomorrow that's a qualifier for the World Championships. And there's plenty of opportunity out there. And it's like it's created a whole tier system and everyone's trying to get to the big show, you know? And That's the way you want the esport to feel, is that there's a big show at the end. We're going to find out who the world champion is, and it's already there.
I love it.
Hearthstone's barely been out.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't it strange, though, that we've got, you know, a game that's been made successful in no small part to streaming the internet? And, you know, that is just such a massive part of Hearthstone and its success is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fun game to watch because the streamer can interact. He's got time to chill. He can talk with the people. And then, of course, the game looks great. So
real quick, because we didn't have a chance to talk about it last week, I just want to get your assessments, your brief assessment of the Nax stuff so far in Hearthstone. And then we'll move on to proper WoW news. But where are you at with this thing? Terpster, let's start with you.
I completed it all in a day. I love it. The problem is that I have nothing to do with that content. The replayability just isn't there currently. Yeah. And that's the biggest shame, I'd say, with Nax. Heroic stuff is great fun. You know, they've got some really fun gimmicks and it's kind of really fun to see the game
class challenge
that
stuff's okay. That stuff's all
right. Yeah, the Hunter really challenge, I loved it. It was like a slot machine. It was great fun. It's, you know, and even the mage stuff, and it's quite cool to see these different decks you can make and, you know, albeit you could never make the Hunter one, but it's fun. And I think that's fantastic. What I would like is to look at WoW and to say like, okay, cool. Well, if these guys want to run a weekly quest to do the Arachnid Quarter again on Heroic and have a chance at a golden version of Nax cards, or to have you know, to get a pack
or just
gold
earn
or
some
dust.
Gold or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And it would be nice to go back through and not have to go down the route of, you know, just playing the ladder. But even then, you know, nice, got a new card back today. So all is well in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Good.
I think they could also do, so I mean, I every time a win comes out, I just go through and just beat it all, straight through to heroic and everything.
Sure.
But I would like to see some more incentive to play it again. And I agree with Terpster there. And they could even do something as simple as some sort of, because currently you don't get anything necessarily until you beat all the wings on heroic, then you get a card back for that.
Yeah.
But you know, beating them on heroic right now is just kind of to do it. But they could put, and you get a little checkbox, right? Like, check, you did it.
You did it.
Pick,
sure.
Yeah.
They could do that for each class, for each heroic boss, and it would get people to go in and be like, well, I got to try to beat it on druid now. And that could be something that would entice people.
I feel like they need to, because otherwise the $6.99 is seeming expensive for wings that you don't have a lot of reason to replay, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you play through it once, you get the cards, and then you're like, all right, cool. But they're incredibly well done, and the fights are very interesting, and they're little puzzles to solve.
Yeah.
I looked at the fight, and then I looked up a little information about it, and then I created a deck for each one, and then I one-shot each heroic boss. So it was a little, like this second
I,
one.
I really
little,
struggled you know. With Hagen the Unclean.
Oh, Hagen,
yeah. He was the toughest one out of those for me. But Lothar is just brilliant, and Noth was good fun. You know, having that kind of 5/5 skeleton army thing can be scary.
That was actually the hardest one for me, because with Hagen, what I did was I just basically created a deck that had like the gargoyle that always replenishes itself at the beginning.
Yeah,
I put a bunch of stuff in there that would survive the hit and then move, you know, just put that stuff to the left. And the AI, unfortunately, isn't smart enough to realize that you're doing that and just pick those things off.
Yeah.
So it actually just left the gargoyle there on the left for a while and just kept hitting my face. And I was like, right on, go ahead.
Sure, buddy.
And I had stuff like sacrificial packs so I could kill, because he basically plays like a demon deck, so I just kill his demons and gain 5 health and I'm good to go. The last boss is a little bit of a puzzle too, because he starts with the Fen Creeper on board. So you play priest and you get the Shadow Word Pain and then you just kill him right away. And then
I did rogue on him and I did like a miracle rogue and just sapped him right at the beginning.
Oh. Okay, that's pretty good too. You know, yeah.
But I think that's a fun thing, is there were lots of ways to kind of tackle the puzzles they put in front of you.
Sure.
And I think, like I said, the only criticism I have around the content is just that I want to keep playing and enjoying it in some way. And there just really isn't any incentive past, you know, it feels almost like I'm wasting time by playing that again, because it is fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
equally, I should be spending that time trying to ladder up and trying to do other things. So yeah, I think
and you should be. I think that they're aware that they don't want this to be a huge time sink to get your cards and get back into the ladder with your new deck, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they do. They do realize that. But I also think there's a big segment of the player base that wants to have a big in-depth single player experience, and they don't care about the ladder at all.
Yeah.
And so those people should have something.
Yeah,
some reason to do it again.
Those are me. Those guys are me. That's where I'm having the most fun in the game. And so for me to really be interested in this single player adventure stuff, and they obviously in the UI have made room for plenty more to come. I think I need more of that.
And I think there could be at some point more of that. I think right now it's just, let's get it out there. Let's get the new cards in the game and let's see the response. And then we'll decide how we can better, you know, tweak that to make it
clearly
really enjoyable going into the future. And it would be cool to have some daily quests so I can earn some extra gold by going back in, and or even a weekly quest of just go back in and kill this boss on heroic for a little extra gold would be fantastic.
Dailies are a great idea. I hope they do that. Well, there you go. Hearthstone, everybody. It's the hot new thing.
By the way, I have an EU account now.
Let me kill this. Sorry. You have an EU account.
I have an EU account.
Oh, let's play.
Now. Yeah.
Let's play.
I created one just because I wanted to see what like the free to play experience was like again.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to purchase anything with it ever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to earn everything with gameplay and it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And I'm already, here's the thing. I created a zoo deck within, I don't know, 3 packs.
Wow.
Opened 3 packs or something. I got the free pack and then I got my free arena and then
I got another arena.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I got the iPad. Oh, and then I got a Diablo pack, too, for Diablo 3. So all that stuff, like, opened up right away.
Yeah, Diablo pack.
Yeah, when you got Diablo, Reaper of Souls got
when you.
When
you bought Reaper of Souls, you got a free pack.
Free pack,
oh,
yeah.
Did I? Oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, so yeah. You got that.
Go cash, yeah, okay. Cash that in, man, if you have
but,
it.
But, yeah, so I have enough, and I made, like, a crappy version of Zoo. And I haven't lost on the ladder at all. And I'm, like, ranked 16 now or something, and... I haven't even played on NA yet this season. It just reset, but it reset yesterday on EU.
Yeah, exactly. I think the problem with Zoo is that it is obviously insanely powerful, but equally it just doesn't need any rare cards.
No,
you have res. Like the Doom Guard is the hardest card to do, and it's the same cost as all the others. So whereas all the other kind of meta decks are kind of built around Leeroy or Black Knight or Tyrion or something like that, you've got Zoo, which is one of the most powerful, and it's one of the lowest crafted costs as well. It's one of those things that on some ways is great, and on other ways it kind of. It gets the homogeny of the game.
Yeah, it gets annoying because you see so much of it, and you're just like, Zoo again. I got to kill so many creatures now. But when you're playing it, you feel very powerful indeed.
Well, that's what you want, man.
And you don't have to think as much.
No. You're like, how much mana do I have? Okay, well then I use that much.
Yep. Exactly. That's called living within your means. That's what that is. Nothing wrong with that in a video game occasionally. No. All right. Well, more on that as we get to it. Here's your news.
Big news of the week.
Big news brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com. Amazing new Blizzard systems still available, both the Alliance and the Horde side. Horde side. Oh, crap. I should play that when I say that, shouldn't I? Here we go.
Horde side.
Thank you, Greg. It is available now at DoghouseSystems.com/Blizzard, and you can pick your poison and then build one of the best gaming rigs ever. Use the code Henry for double the memory, as always, at DoghouseSystems.com. All right, so Comic-Con came and it went, and all we got was a teaser we can't see, only they got to see, and hasn't been leaked. I haven't seen anything get leaked.
No, it's a shame, really. Like, the Avengers audio was leaked, and the Batman versus Superman video was leaked.
Yeah. Which, Deadpool, by the way, looked kind of cool, by the way.
Yes, I reserve the right. I'll wait till DC makes a good movie. The thing is,
you didn't like Man of Steel?
Not really. No, I didn't like the fight at the end. It kind of got really weird.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah, it got real weird. I didn't like it.
But anyway, so it seems like all reports seem like everyone said it was good. Some people said the orcs look unfinished. Other people said they looked really cool. Mm. Someone compared them to like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Film says that.
If that's necessarily the best thing in the world to hear, considering those were like blokes in suits and
this is what they said. They said Slash Film says the orcs have already have a Lord of the Rings quality. I don't know if that means like them or a good quality.
Yeah, maybe they're talking more so about like the Hobbit and those like CG, like the white orc guy.
Yeah,
if it's that sort of thing, great. But
Screen Rant says they looked far from finished, whatever that means. So
yeah, I think it's one of those things where. They probably can't show it at BlizzCon, just as they couldn't show the last one at BlizzCon, because BlizzCon is so massively streamed and available that it's the same as releasing it if they show it there, which is a shame, because I would love to see it. It's also not coming out till, when is it, 2016?
2016, yeah, it got delayed.
Which I was a little bit upset about, but I guess that's what happens when you have as many special effects as there are. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to see. Story is as we expected. Apparently, they showed off a bit of Medivh in the trailer as well.
Yeah. They show a human, Travis Fimmel. He's wearing Alliance-themed armor. He's up first. He wanders, according to this description, he wonders if he is a fool for spending so much time protecting his king and so little time protecting his son. Then an orc is up. Noting that he has led thousands of warriors into battle, but fears becoming a father, wondering if that makes him a leader or a coward. And then there's this giant throne, armory, green sky, griffin, other Warcraft elements appear in the teaser. Magic and melee fighting occurring between orcs and humans. Ben Foster, who plays Medivh, he shows up and says stuff, and then that's it. They're out. Then the big logo. The logo is 10 seconds of the trailer, by the way.
Yeah, and that logo is, they did release, and I don't want to seem like a naysayer, but I don't love it. It's obviously, it harkens back to more of the original look to the logo. It's a little bit too sci-fi for me. And I don't know.
Plus, it's floating in space. There's like literally stars.
It's weird. Yeah. But I don't think this is going to be. Well, we're going to see more of this. But the burning and all that stuff didn't really look right. It looked odd. I don't know.
I could have gone for the traditional logo treatment. Which looks cool still to this day. I think that would have been okay. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with this. The props they showed off there at their booth, the Warhammer or the Warhammer. Yeah, no, the War, not Warhammer.
The Alliance Lion and the sword? No, yeah, the props. The Doomhammer.
Doomhammer. Jeez, what's wrong with that?
Okay,
so you know the thing. I was thinking of the thing Blizzard ripped off all those years ago. That looks really cool, but again, that looks kind of like the stuff you can buy in the store. So I don't know. I guess I'm disappointed that there's less to show. But if it's truly, you know, they're done with principal filming and they're not going to show this thing until 2016, I guess there's lots of time to crimp it up and show us something cool at BlizzCon. Maybe, you know, maybe that's what they hold that for. I don't know. I don't know. Disappointing though. I was.
Well, it's a shame. It's the same with, like, you know, Avengers. I got annoyed hearing about, like, this really cool, you know, bit where they're, you know, joking amongst, you know, whoever's worthy to be Thor, you know, hold the hammer and them all having a go and Steve Rogers almost moving it and that's kind of cool. And then, you know, Thor being funny and witty and then Ultron's all like, you know, oh, humans are the reason that the world's not safe. I'm going to wipe out all humans and therefore make the world a safer place. And it's like, well, that's... It's not really what we asked you to do there, Ultron, but I see your line of thought, but you know, but I think with all of it, like I said, it's cool. Comic-Con's amazing.
Yeah.
It just sucks for those of us who don't get to go.
It's a big loud. Yeah. Comic-Con is not what it used to be. It is a new, it's a thing. Yeah. I love the thing that it is now. Don't get me wrong, but it's no longer at the comic convention.
Well, I had an opportunity. I could have gone out this year and I am slightly annoyed that I didn't, just purely because there are just all those little things here and there that you just don't get to see anywhere else.
Yeah, well, you also get to see a 9-hour queue to see a Warcraft panel. I mean, it's hideous queues.
Yeah,
I don't know how fun that is. I wish they would just release more of that stuff online. I don't know what the problem is. After it's done, why not? Why not show it?
Later? Yeah, like the Mad Max one.
Ooh. Oh, dude, that trailer, dude.
Ooh.
I'm still pooping a little bit from that. I am so excited. Oh, George Miller, dude. Oh my gosh. The real guy.
You got so excited to the point where you want to poop. I would see a doggy about that.
Like a little baby in a pool.
I am such a huge Mad Max fan. And I love George Miller movies generally. I even like his Babe, Pig in the City movie. Like, he makes great kids movies. He makes great hardcore post-apocalyptic movies.
You're looking for Babe, Pig in the City with Tom Hardy. but in a desert. That's going to be the Mad Max for you.
Yeah, right.
I want Babe, Pig in a wasteland post-apocalyptic.
That guy is a genius, and his movies can be such a wide spectrum of who they appeal to and still just nail the thing they're doing. They can be gritty and bloody and horrible. And, dude, Tom Hardy, just whatever.
I know. Tom Hardy's the perfect guy. They really did well with that one. So when I was a little kid, I had a VHS tape with all three Star Wars movies on it.
Yeah.
And then another VHS tape with all three Mad Max movies on it. And that was basically all I needed.
That was it.
It was just, it was just, which one today? And then I'd watch all three in a row, like almost every single
day.
That's
how it's supposed to be, man.
Even beyond Thunderdome, I even enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's how it's. You were, that was nothing wrong with what you were doing there. That was totally fine. What else is going on? Blizzard, this is interesting this week. Blizzard got backed into a bit of a corner by a lot of trolling, and it's unusual to see them strike out specifically against some of that trolling, but this week they did. It's about all these Warlords of Draenor supposed changes, and there was this giant thread over on MMO Champion and a few other sites where people are just running with some weird rumors, and Blizzard felt like they needed to step in and say something. Yeah, specifically address them. So I thought it'd be interesting to run over some. This isn't all. There's a ton more, but I went through and picked out cherry-picked some of the stuff that seemed kind of interesting to me. So there's a rumor or a direct statement from a lot of people going around that says garrisons are only one zone now, no longer customization, no longer let you name NPCs, no longer has skill boosts, just a daily quest hub phased for you. And they said, true, it's only one zone now. False, that it's no longer customizable. True, that it no longer lets you name your NPCs. False, that it doesn't have skill boosts. And extremely false, that it's a daily quest hub phased for you. So
or just that.
Just that, yeah, there's exactly. More interestingly, average class goes from 40 spells. We currently have 40 spells each on average down to 7. They said if you double check your math, I'd double check your math. We prune some abilities, but even the most extreme cases, it wasn't nearly that many. Meaning,
I don't think anything had more than. It's definitely not half, even half.
No.
Of the abilities pruned. There's a lot of stuff, but
right. And this isn't me. Like this isn't me necessarily defending Blizzard so much as I'm. I think it's important for them to spell rumors that are just kind of out there, and I have a theory as to why they're out there in the beginning, in the first place. I'll get to that at the end, and I want you guys to maybe chime in on this because. I have a theory about this, why people are a little more this way with this expansion than they have been in a very long time. We'll get to that. Portions of entire zones are copy and pastes from BC dev sets. He says false. Everything has been built from scratch. So none of that Outland stuff was used as template to build the new zone. That's what they're saying anyway. Next up, no new skeletons or animations. Literally every creature in the expansion is a remodeled creature. They say false. Even the new character models are getting redone animations. So, meaning the characters like our dudes we're going to make.
Yeah.
The rest are not flying compatible and have 2D JPEG mountains. Now you know why shamans had far sight and hunters had eagle vision removed. They say false. Every zone is built to be capable of flying, and I have no idea where you're getting the 2D JPEG mountains from. Also, Farsight and Eagle Eye were not removed.
Yeah, so that one is just patently false.
That's pretty funny.
I can't imagine why people would think that Blizzard would suddenly have 2D stuff off in the distance after forever the game being...
After 5 expansions, yeah.
Yeah, after all this time, it's like you can fly... I remember when they first had to fix some stuff so you could fly over it the first time, right?
Yeah, these are like rumors. Like Terpster's got 5 nipples,
I have 4 and a like a 3/4 one,
right?
And I think that's normal, isn't it?
3/4 one.
That is a standard number of nipples.
So wait, exactly. The 3/4 one, you can recognize it as a almost nipple, or do you look at it as not a nipple entirely?
It's not so much going out as it is going in.
Okay,
so it's
half full or half empty is what I think.
It's tricky. I don't know quite how you would say.
What positive spin do you put on your 3/4 of a nipple? That's what we want to know.
Well, I don't dress it up to be anything more than what it is. And it is, you know, what it is.
It's an inverted almost nipple. Got it. All right. Here's another one. Now only 4 dungeons from level 90 to 100. They say there are 4 dungeons from 90 to 99 and 4 more that open at 100. So there's actually 8.
That sounds about standard.
Standard to me, yeah. I don't know why they thought that was different. Anyway, less raid content at launch than any expansion previous. False. The first tier of Warlords raiding contains 17 bosses. That is more than any of the other previous ones. Almost all CC removed from PvP. Totally removed from PvE. False and completely false, they say. Mm.
They did remove some.
They did.
They removed enough to make it way better because CC was annoying as hell in PvP. So, get it the hell out of here.
Yeah. So, saying almost, I guess they're saying false to almost all removed, meaning, some things are removed, but not all in PvP. And then when it comes to PvE, I, as far as I know, my hunter anyway is keeping a lot of his stuff. And I got some badass new stuff on my mage. So, I don't know what they're talking about there. All right. Then finally, 80% of announcements from BlizzCon for the expansion are confirmed, cut, or extremely truncated in some way. Well, that's a hyperbolous number. This is what they say to that. We've made some cuts since BlizzCon. Yes, but not nearly that many. We try to be as open as possible about what we're dreaming up and for when we first announce an expansion. But a lot of things change and evolve from those basic concepts as development ramps up. Now, here's my theory. You guys tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
I think.
Crap. Sorry, carry on.
I think that Blizzard's effort to be more transparent with early access alpha content is hurting them in this way. Now, I don't know how much it's hurting them, and maybe it's insignificant, but for them to feel the need to defend this makes me think it is kind of significant.
It's tricky, though, because you can let stuff blow over and come back afterwards and try and hit it strong. But sometimes by leaving things out there, they cause more harm than good.
Yeah.
And so dispelling, falsehoods that are being put around about something can be a useful thing to do. It's just, I think it's weird that Blizzard has this much, has changed this much in terms of how much it communicates with us throughout its game design process. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be a very sort of like polished product that we saw at the end.
Yeah.
Now we get to kind of be a part of that process becoming more and more polished.
Yeah. And more early. I mean, this is early this time. This alpha, they've never done an open alpha ever. And they've never done, well, I guess it wasn't open, but they've never done that early of an alpha for players who could then go stream it and talk about it and no NDAs or anything. And then the beta is clearly more beta than it's ever been in terms of early stage beta or whatever they're releasing on the PTR, or not PTRs, but on the beta servers. So, you know, all of that, I just think, combines to create at least the impression in some players' eyes that things are broken or something's not in yet. And there's just this underlying, we've seen how the sausage is made, and now we're going to complain about the sausage and how it's made. And I don't know how to get around that, because on the one hand, I really like that Blizzard's open with these things. We get to see this stuff early. It really benefits us from a reporting standpoint. But maybe as a you know, in the end, players can be real dicks. So maybe we have just we provided them a new way to be a bigger dick. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, Blizzard uses its beta as much as a marketing tool as it is a testing tool. And I think that's fair. You know, you put a product out there, you will get people judging it and you know, passing statement on it. And I don't think that's necessarily too much of a bad thing. I think, you know, they have to say something now, but the release product will be what talks for Blizzard, you know, bigger and louder than any of their statements up until then.
That's the theory.
And I think, you know, if you look at what, you know, garrisons were going to be when they first announced them, to the reality of them now, yeah, I would agree that they're not as vast as they once were. Does it mean that they're not as good? I doubt it. I think it's going to be more so something where we get a product that is better and is more suited for Warcraft without, as it sits now, you're not as it was in terms of it being like some super grind fest or anything along that line. So yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to see. I think the vocal minority are the ones, you know, complaining, and the rest of us are just kind of excited and just want to play the game soon.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Hopefully that's what wins out.
Yeah. I just don't know if it seems odd that Blizzard would maybe what's sparking all this in my head is that Blizzard actually felt the need to respond in this way, and they usually don't. You know,
but how did they respond? Was it just a forum post?
Yeah.
Yeah. Forum post.
So to be honest with you, it's not like they put up a separate blog post or something to address issues and stuff like that.
Quoted things or anything.
That's true.
They cast Mass the Spell. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Simple, whatever.
Right. But they did it. It's not like they're not. This happens all the time with blue posts where someone will address somebody's weird complaint and then go on a big rant about it. And then, you know, 500 comments later, it kind of disappears into the ether. So it's not like this is super unusual, but for them to just kind of systematically go through all of these major complaints, that means a blue was tasked with this job to dispel a bunch of these rumors. Somebody somewhere must have felt like it was important to hit it on this grand scale.
Well, some people on the forums will go in and they'll post something, and then everyone will basically just blindly believe that person because they seem to have inside knowledge of what's happening.
Sure.
And, you know, Blizzard wants to make sure that they're controlling the flow of information. And the community has always been kind of known for figuring stuff out, you know?
Right.
And at this point now, we're getting more and more of the actual information straight from the horse's mouth than we have ever before.
Data mining more, where you have more tools to do that. Like, it's just a different environment.
But there's just more coming straight from Blizzard than ever.
Speaking of stuff coming straight from Blizzard, they're going straight to Gamescom in Cologne, Germany, and Terpster will be there at least for part of it. And I was curious.
Well, I won't be. No.
Oh, you're not going for any of it. There.
No,
we'll be there.
Exactly. I'm missing out on all of it. So that sucks.
That does suck. Yeah. You're not going to see the cinematic or anything while while you're there.
Nope.
Comfort of your home, then. Okay, so do we have any predictions, though, outside? We know we're going to get the cinematic. They've said much, but do we, like, release dates? Do we expect anything else?
No, because they don't. The stage there isn't really one where they talk and announce stuff.
Hmm.
You know, there'll be, like I said, a lot of community stuff. They do the cosplay competition where last time they had, I think they were the guys who won the cosplay thing at BlizzCon again.
Yeah.
They won it. There's the Barbarians. And then went on to win it again. So, yeah, that's always cool. And like I said, there's going to be tournaments and just people loving Blizzard games. Yeah. Can't wait.
Well, they have a good presence there. So I'm stoked for the cinematic.
And it's nice to see them embracing other events. you know, we see like, you know, PAX has been great for being part of Hearthstone.
Yeah, they announced
and,
it there.
You know, yeah, exactly. And they announced Naxx there. Mm-hmm. I think it's all of those things really kind of come together to feed something really cool.
They go to Comic-Con, but their presence there was purely outside the movie thing, which was kind of separate, but their presence
but
there
in the past they've
like
done
booth.
Stuff there, yeah. Like exactly though about all their licensing stuff, all the comics and yeah. Everything else,
yeah, it's so all swag it and good. Whatever they do, a lot of swaggy swag there. It's funny when they had this, I don't know if you guys were playing, we were playing when the power outage happened in Irvine, and
all right.
It was surprising how that screwed the game up because I figured all their servers are off on some farm somewhere, which they are, but there's a lot of integrated services that happen there in Irvine on campus that are connected to all of that. So we had a raid team where some people were getting screens frozen. Some people would log in and then the bar would just stay at like 90% for an hour. We had others who got in no problem. All kinds of weird issues during their power outage, but that was right in the middle of Comic-Con. So you had, you know, those guys rocking it over there. And then pretty much all of Blizzard was kind of at a standstill in Irvine for mm-hmm. hours. That was crazy.
It was also right when they were trying to get Naxx out and stuff too. So, by the way, breaking news.
Oh, beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 right. Beep. Alliance Chopper is riding into Azeroth.
Oh, what a shock. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Due to popular demand and a few shady back alley deals in Stormwind's Old Town, the Alliance bike built for Azeroth choppers will be rumbling its way to a vendor in Azeroth sometime after the launch of Warlords of Draenor. The mount will cost a pretty hefty sum of gold, however, so you might want to start saving up now if you want to ride around in style on this masterful machine. As a reminder, once the winning Horde chopper is out of the game, it will be available for free to players who log in between now and September 30th. So, yeah. Sounds like an in-game gold purchase for the Alliance.
But that would have been better if they marketed it as that, though, and said, look, both of these bikes obviously are going to end up in the game, but which faction will get theirs for free?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah.
I think they didn't think that far ahead. I really don't. I think they were hoping for a closer fight. And it turned out to be so one-sided. And here's the thing. We had this big conversation in Raid yesterday that was just far more productive than the actual Raid, where we talked about what they were going to do. And there were theories about, oh, they'll save it for season two, or they'll be blah, blah, blah. And there's not going to be a season two, in my opinion. This is dumb.
No, this is a one-off thing.
One-off deal. But there was somebody, I can't remember who now said it, but somebody said that thing will be for sale in the store. I want to say it was John. Anyway.
We predicted on this show that it would be in the game.
Yeah, sort of agreed with us, and we've always said that. And I guess I'm a little sad that they're selling it because I don't know. That just is salt in the wound, isn't it? A little bit. Like,
no, it's fine. It's, hey, by the way, you guys didn't rock the vote. Yeah. You didn't vote or die. P. Diddy's mad at you. And so now guess what? Penalty is you gotta pay some gold.
I'm not a fan of everyone gets a trophy either. Okay, I get it. But I just feel like the Alliance, I don't know, you're kicking them while they're down, man. Here, pay us some money and you can have your losing bike. Oh, well.
It's on you guys. It's, you know, sorry, Alliance. It's on you. You, nobody to blame but yourself on this one.
Yeah.
You didn't get out there and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's you know, a lot of players out there. It's not like the faction imbalance is reflected through the voting.
Yeah.
Possibly is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that we just, you know, the Alliance just didn't get behind it.
How many people in these comment threads are whose entire post is called it? Shut up, man. Freaking shut up. What a bunch of lame.
Everybody called it.
Everyone called it. It's the internet. Didn't we all call it?
Yeah.
So stupid. All right. Moving on. Quest markers in the world map. This is small and interesting. Starting in Talador, you'll start seeing quest bangs on the world map for major quest lines that you are eligible for but do not have the progress for. Other zones will follow after that. It's an interesting new system designed as a backup mechanism if you fall off a quest line or whatever, for some reason you're sort of misguided in the game, which happens. You know, you come take a few months off, come back like, where the hell was I? So yeah, start looking forward to seeing big wads of quest areas that are available on other parts of the map. And this is a UI change I would have argued for three expansions ago, but here it is now. So watch for that. Very exciting. Time for this. World of Tweets.
Tweets.
Yep, you got it. That's our theme. World of Tweets. This is blue posts and mostly tweets, but it's occasionally blue posts where they matter. These are all tweets, though, regarding mages. There's an answer from Celestalon. The question went, where is Ice Block? That's one of the iconic spells. Celestalon says, I'm guessing you took Evanescence, meaning it's a talent now, dude. Tate, choose the right damn talent. It's that simple. So, but you see how these rumors start? This is how it starts.
What a tweet.
But it's how they start, man. It's like, hey, what happened to, I don't know, what's one that we're losing or that's changing? Can't think of one. We're losing, Mirror Image for mages. Where did Mirror Image go? Well, it's a talent now. Just go
talent.
Just pay attention.
I'm talented.
Any reason why Arctic Wolf Glyph was removed? This is regarding Shaman. Look at me. I'm being equal opportunity class today. Shaman are using the new wolf model now, and it's pretty badass, says Dave Kosak. Have you guys seen that? It looks pretty good.
I have not.
I'm not a huge fan of the class, but I like the wolf. No, it looks good.
You like the wolf? Yeah. They have the new Shaman hero in Heroes of the Storm that gets to turn into a ghost wolf. It's epic.
So is the new feral druid form, is that the, it's more like a humanoid looking thing now, right? I haven't been paying attention to this. I don't know if anybody saw this. There's some video floating around. And that
they're like panthers, panther men.
Yeah, like panther men. Yes.
Yeah.
More like panthers, but more like
in leopards. Imzulgrub.
Like leopard men. They're leopard men.
All the different races have different leopard men.
Oh, do they? Okay.
So some of them are like the night elves are panthers. The trolls are like a more colorful thing. I don't know,
like a hyena kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. It's all on the champions.
I missed
out
all
there,
this. I need to catch up.
But they look cool. Yeah. They look cool. I mean, I don't really play one, so I'm not that bothered. But you know, it could be cool.
The only problem is the video I saw is those things clip so deep into the mobs they're fighting. It looked really weird. They need to get some better collision detection or something on those things. Finally, regarding PvP. Question was, I'm curious, what steered you away from destructibles? Remember this, man, back in the day, it was all about destructible environments and like crumbling castle walls and blowing crap up, and then that rubble would stay on the ground. And I remember this was a big thing at like Cataclysm's BlizzCon announcements. Holinka wrote, it wasn't the gameplay we were going for. This isn't the gameplay you're looking for. This isn't the gameplay we're looking for. Anyway, so that's why they got rid of it. If anybody was wondering what all that, whatever happened, all that destructible talk, gone, done, out. Town crier.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
It is the town crier. It is our chance to talk to you about stuff you said, emails, calls, and the like. Today it's all calls, and we got one about getting attacked for trying to be a new healer. It's an interesting call, and I love his accent, so here you go.
Hello, the instance. I'm a big fan of the show. My name is Scott Taylor. I am Silverback on the EL forums. I also play as Hankor, a dwarf hunter on the EU Bronze Dragonflight server. Here's my question. I've just started dabbling, putting my toe in the water with healing, and I'm playing a Pandaren monk trying to heal, and suffice to say, I'm fair to kind of middle to poor. More poor than anything else when it comes to healing. However, I am learning, I am getting better. Does this, though, excuse most instance groups from being absolute douche canoes towards me? If I make a mistake, I get torn apart. Is this common practice, and is there another way for me to learn to heal without dealing with these absolute people? Thank you very much. Big fan of the show. Toodaloo.
He was about to say something much worse, yeah. And then he was like, you know what? I'm just going to call him people.
He's been around the Frog Pants community forever. That guy's awesome. He's like a big Scottish, bald, awesome dude. Just a big dude in a kilt. He's totally cool. Anyway, I mean, this is the lifelong problem when you're a healer or a tank, right? These are the pressures you live with.
This is why people are... tend to not be tanks and healers and tend to more often be DPS, because you could just, nobody knows that you messed up. It's fine. Yeah. Maybe your DPS is kind of low, whatever. Nobody really
cares. But you're so pivotal in these other two roles and everybody wants to, I mean, I wanted to blame a healer last night because the temptation is just so great to just go, who didn't heal me, you know?
Because it can't be you. It's got to be the healer.
Right. So, it's the healer's fault. A good healer though, man, a good healer is valued like nothing else in the game.
Oh yeah. I would say this, though, just don't get discouraged by it, and it's their problem, not yours, and you're just trying to play a video game, so keep doing what you're doing, man. Yeah. Keep dipping that toe.
That's right, and may the Scottish forever be the best part of the United Kingdom.
Well, I don't know if they might leave us.
Whoa!
Really? Is there talk of that?
They're voting for independence soon, so we'll see.
Will that be a bloody fight, or will that just be a normal, boring political deal?
Well, apparently we could take their land, but we couldn't take their freedom. And now it actually transpires that we kind of did take their freedom.
Yeah.
And they're just going to vote on it soon, to say, like, if they want to not be part of the UK anymore, which is cool. Which is cool. If they don't want to be, Team GB, then they can be Team Scotland. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
But at the moment, they want their cake, and they want to also be able to eat their cake after they've already eaten their cake, as the saying goes. So we'll see.
I think what they should do is they should all paint half their face blue when they go out to the
voting. I think they should. I think that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that would be fantastic.
Why not?
Personally, I think it would be great if they were independent.
Well, you killed his pregnant wife in the beginning, so what do you expect?
What happened.
Yeah.
It's what happened. And we made some enemies that day.
Right. It was ugly. And in the end, he'll end up on
not
a table.
Your brightest moment. Yeah.
He'll end up on a table screaming as something terrible happens to him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that we've solved all the UK's problems in one fell swoop, and that is the end of our first call. Let's try this one. I think this guy's stoned. He even says he is. So help me make something out of this. Here you go.
Hey, Scott, Bills, and Terpster. What's up? This is Duke of Booth calling back. I just had a quick question about the new expansion. I just want to be brief about it. So apparently with every continent in the game so far, there is an old god attached to it anyway. I was wondering, an old or Endranor, I'm just wondering if the old god, if that's going to be some kind of effect of how this new expansion plays out, because how could Draenor become Outland? Anyway, I'm just really stoned right now, and I'm just wondering how this works. I live in Canada, so it's legal. Don't worry, I'm allowed to say that. Anyway, love the show. Bye.
Wait, is pot legal in Canada?
It's decriminalized, but I don't think it's considered legal. But yeah, whatever.
Okay.
No one's gonna knock on his door asking him for his pot.
So what's the deal? What is it though?
He's saying, what role will the old gods play in? I think he's asking, are the old gods responsible for what happened to Draenor?
No, that was the dark portals. That was when they opened too many portals to too many worlds, and Draenor got ripped apart and became Outland.
Yeah.
In terms of like old gods, they exist in Azeroth. I don't know if that's really spoke of in them existing in other worlds. Because the old gods, the way it's described to me is that think of Azeroth like an apple, and the old gods are like maggots that have eaten away at the inside of that apple. And the Titans kind of came along and thought, like, if we kind of kill the maggots, the apple might fall apart. So maybe we should just trap the maggots in the middle there and just hope that they don't get out and eat the rest
of
the apple.
It's very Greek mythology, by the way. Is all
I don't know if they exist elsewhere in the pantheon of worlds. But it'd be cool to see if there was stuff. I read War Crimes only recently, and there doesn't seem to be any old god influence in the lead up. It does seem that obviously the Black Prince is the guy who frees Garrosh, or is part of that plot, and his whole thing is that the whole thing through this expansion, the Black Prince wanted to have either the Horde or the Alliance win, so that they could then grow and be the strong dominant force on Azeroth to defend Azeroth. And he now has decided that the Horde and Alliance, just neither of them are capable of being strong enough to defeat the other and then still be strong afterwards. They're just kind of keep muddling the waters with peace. And so he's decided to get the Iron Horde from this Draenor, that is alternate timeline, and he's going to use the Iron Horde to kill both the Horde and the Alliance, or subjugate them to the point where then there is again a dominant force to defend Azeroth. And he's kind of, I guess the thing that remains with him as being like an uncorrupted black dragon is still this, that he has this longing to protect Azeroth and to make it. And he's going to do that at any cost.
Yeah.
And that cost is to basically have us all die. So I think the last boss of this expansion, I think will probably just be the Black Prince. I'm hoping, at least. I want a big dragon last boss. We haven't had a big dragon last boss ever, really. We've kind of had them like, they've been like...
Well, you had Dragon Soul.
Nefarian. Well, but that wasn't...
I guess it was.
Yeah, Deathwing.
Deathwing.
Okay, that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Pretty big, but you also didn't like dragons. Stand at his feet and fight him ever.
Exactly. Yeah. We did other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back,
you mean you want like a Nixia era kind of quality, like moment, dragon moments back in the game.
Yeah. I mean, stuff like that. I just want more big dragon fights. I want to have my fantasy game where, you know, I love my Kel'Sahar sword where I had my bloody, I plunged it into Anixia's blood to temper the blade after she breathed on it.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many cool things in Warcraft that have revolved around badass dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice to get back to those. Yeah.
Exactly. I just think that'd be really cool. So,
well, the final boss is definitely not going to be, it's not going to be Garrosh again. So,
they've said it's not Garrosh, but I think we may fight Garrosh. My hope is that I really want it to be a story where Grom drinks Manoroth's blood again falls for corruption. I kind of like the idea that even after being shown the errors of his ways, that they then, you know, still go down the route of corruption to the point then where, you know, Garrosh feels ashamed and wants to stop, but then ultimately gets slain by his own dad or something like that. I would love to have all of this betrayal sort of, you know, defeatedness.
And have Outland happen anyway.
Well, not necessarily. I think that it'd be kind of cool to keep Draenor whole, but I just kind of like the idea that those warlords were always doomed to be kind of victims, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yes, that's a fun thing about the lore in Warcraft is there's so much of it and there's all this fun stuff we can do around it.
Yeah.
So, personally, I'm just, really excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, that Stone Call really... It went a long way to get sweet lore. No, I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. I love talking. We should talk about the lore more often anyway. It's always fun, and I know so little about it compared to you. You know, I know I pretty much got Thrall down.
Well, I don't know.
Here's what you
much.
Do, Scott.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
roll a fatty.
Yeah.
You sit down with a little with a little Wowpedia or
got
whatever.
It. Got it.
And you just lore it up, man.
Let
just
it
read
soak
all
in.
About the dragons.
Okay.
And the old gods.
Watch that 10-second logo treatment over and over and over.
Exactly, yeah. Put that on the big screen.
This sounds like a great idea. What a brilliant idea.
I think equally as well, you know, you've got the Windrunner sisters were featured quite heavily in War Crimes. And Alira, whatever, the last one, with Lothar, whoever is out there. I forget, who are the guys? Who are the guys out in the other Outland?
Oh, I don't...
But yeah, those two
guys.
I think that's going to be the next expansion. Just more so because I think that we'll have some really nice, strong female characters getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Equally, we get to see other worlds.
Yeah.
But who knows? We can still explore some more Azeroth.
Cool stuff to come, I think, after this one. It doesn't matter, man. I'm stoked. Whatever. Naysay all you want out there. Have trouble with the beta all you want, people. I want Warlords, and I want it now.
Yeah.
One last call. I think this may even be the same guy, but he did it in the form of a rap. So here's this.
Okay. Scott Willie Terpster. This is how it goes. Young girls coming through spitting hot flows. Just had a question about the new WoW expansion. Really want to know if an old god is in action. Every continent has an old god connected. Just want to know if Draenor is infected.
What piece at the end? What brand of pot do they get in Canada,
drop the
man?
Mic.
Yeah,
that's
drop
beautiful.
The mic and walk off the stage.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. I don't know if there's an old god below, but if there is, then faux show. It'd be cool.
Terps is known for his rap prowess, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Terps on the mean streets of Nomergan, I used to kick a few rhymes with my gnomies.
Uh-huh.
So just chilling it,
like
chilling
this.
It with my gnomies.
I want to play this one. Here you go. This is a thing you did in 2011 or 12. Can't remember. At Nerdtacular for the Random Geeks podcast, you made a little bumper for him. Nicole Spag was there, and this is how it went.
Yo, you're listening to the Random Geeks. This is a Movielicious. We're keeping it street. We're rapping this. It's a bumper. And here we got Nicole. You want a humper?
That's the problem.
Classic.
Because, you know, when you're freestyling, you just got to go with what you see around you.
Yeah,
and obviously, I was confronted with the lovely,
corner,
beautiful,
you know,
visage of Nicole Spagnuolo. Of course, yeah, that's where the mind's going to wander.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. Apologies to all.
That is the greatest thing ever.
Bumper, and there was nowhere else to go.
I know.
Bumper. I could have gone fist bumper.
Fist bumper.
But then I've already said bumper. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. You can't rhyme bumper with bumper.
Yeah, you can't be a master MC if you do that.
No, exactly.
We all know no rapper ever has rhymed the same word with the same word and gotten away with it.
Right. Except many
it's
of them.
It's frowned upon in the rap circle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Except all of them have at one point.
Yeah, it's actually happened quite a bit.
Quite a bit. 206-202-3969 is where you can call and leave us those voicemail messages, and we would be happy if you did. That's 206-202-3WOW. Or you can email us theinstance@gmail.com. Let's round this thing out with a little drop of the week.
The drop of the week.
Drop of the week this week. Did we talk about the Torin lady models? I don't think we did.
No, not properly, I don't think.
Yeah.
Did we?
I think it happened last week and we didn't have a show. So yeah. Where are we at with those? They look fine. It's fine.
You know? Yeah, it's cool. It's the pants with the hole in them. That's what I'm just not sure about. I mean, I understand they have tails and I get it. Like, you know, what else are you going to do?
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Because no one has
a tail. That's why I don't play a Torin.
We don't know how the underoos would look.
Yeah.
It's a little bit gaping for me. Just the leather. I personally don't love that, but fortunately if I had a Torin female, she would be wearing armor. So it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
Fantastic physique. Yeah. I love it. I love that she's packing some hefty guns. She looks like she could be a badass.
Yeah.
And yeah, brilliantly done.
Nicely animated, looks good. You know, it's all fine.
Consistently. I mean, and you know, Chris Robinson did an art post recently where he did it about the faces and the updated facial customization.
Yeah.
And just seeing some of these like next to each other comparisons, like the human female, it looks like, I mean, you forget how bad they are, really. And like you look at the mask almost, it's like the Halloween mask you get. It's just crazy. And so to see like the orc and how they've tackled, you know, slightly different looking orcs and what would that look like in the end, it's great to see all that they're doing.
Yeah, what do you think? Dills, you don't have a Torin really, but what do you... I mean, this is all good, right? The cow, yeah. All you do? Yeah, the cow people are improving. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, I think that it looks good, and Torin is... I feel like outside of Orc, I like Torin second best.
Do you really?
It's just awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think I go... I don't know.
I go Orc, Torin, and then a mishmash in the middle, and then at the very bottom is a kind of a tie between... Blood elf and gnome.
Oh, really? Humans at the bottom for me.
I don't.
Current
my
humans.
Problem with the blood elf is the spinny jump. I don't like the spinny jump.
Oh, speaking of which, just this also just in beep 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 beep. Also, no blood elf models before launch. They said this as we near the end of development, it has become apparent the new blood elf models will not be finished to meet our standards before we launch this expansion. So no update on the ones you already don't like, which is unfortunate. I think that's sad because it looks.
So it says, trolls. Yeah, so Chris Robinson said trolls will be in at launch.
Yeah.
And troll Artcraft coming up next week or the week after.
Mm.
Mentioned a while back that Burning Crusade races would be included with the initial batch. Draenei are prolific in Warlords of Draenor, so we started with them. Since that time, it became apparent that Blood Elves will not be up to par for launch. So he apologizes for setting that expectation, and they're working hard to complete the models to get them in game, but it won't happen until sometime post Draenor launch.
That's
which then
all right,
starts meaning like, but how far out is their workload? And I mean, I guess they have a better idea having done all of these models now, how long it takes. But does this lead us anywhere closer to knowing is this coming before December 20th or whenever the deadline is?
I know, you can data mine this date or this info and try to figure out dates. So who's left? We have trolls.
I want October. I'm saying September, October.
I'm still saying October as well.
Yeah. That would be good. If before BlizzCon would be amazing.
I think October. That's my pick right now. I've been saying that for a while. Who knows? There's a lot of thought about people say if they don't get it in before the end of when's fourth quarter start? I forget. That it'll be more of the earnings call supposedly, which is what, tomorrow or next week? When is it? Next week will determine a lot about when they release it. That's what most people think. Whatever that earnings call says will have some impact on as to whether this game gets released early or late. But I'm more... So who's left? We got trolls, blood elves. Who else? Oh, night elves are still not shown.
Night elves, they've shown... It, there was a male night elf tweeted out
Unofficially. Beta dude or something, right?
I forget who it was. It was one of the devs, yeah. And they did it just as a sort of like, check out this thing. Oh, that's not an official one. Yeah. Forgot that.
Oops.
But again, they looked okay, but again, they weren't finished.
No, and that one had a blindfold on, like, you know, Illidan kind of looking dude.
Yeah. But I think Trolls, we haven't seen a male or female of yet, and I think that's the only one
that
we haven't seen.
That's all we've not seen? I swear there's more, but I guess not. We've got humans. We got... Yeah, we're... I think that's that. If you don't count the Blood Elves, that's it. Mm. I mean, because they're not changing Worgen or Goblin. They think those are updated enough for now.
Mm.
They've always said that, so that's not a surprise. Anyway, I feel bad for all my... I got a lot of Blood Elf friends who are really looking forward to an update to their characters, and they're going to have to wait. So, what are you going to do?
That's how it goes.
Sorry, you picked that laughing idiot on purpose. It's your fault. That's the other. They didn't say they're changing the laugh and a hideous voice. If they told me that, I might play one. All right. That's it for your drop of the week. And that's it for our show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. As always, there's plenty of other stuff we're all up to. Terpster's seen all over the damn place on the Augscast these days.
I'm everywhere.
Every time I hear my kids listening to a video, I'm like, oh, Terpster's on that one. I can hear him.
There you go. Yep. I'm just teaching them all the new swear words.
Mm-hmm. All the good cuss words from across the pond.
I say, ask! Scott Johnson. Every time I stub my toe,
right, it's a good expletive. I like
it. Get it as a swear.
Yeah, everyone's get it in the English Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, I don't like that curse word, right. Scott Johnson.
It's nasty, man. Yeah. And of course, the _ T on Twitter. Dills, you got the angry chicken going on in the Nexus. Many other things. Anything else you want to mention?
Let's see. Hearthhead.com, writing some articles there for them on Hearthstone decks and whatnot. Be doing the next week. How the new Naxx cards for the new wing, the Plague Quarter, will fit into current decks and stuff like that, and whether they're good or bad cards.
Nice.
And I'm playing somebody in Hearthstone again tomorrow, and it's for the World of Podcast thing that I did last 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and
right.
Beat, Zen Style, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Zen Style is a new Hearthstone.
He got hired. Yeah, he's a new community dude over there.
Yeah,
which is awesome. Yeah. Congrats to him.
That's good for him.
Yeah, does great writing for BlizzPro and just a good guy. So
yeah, just a good dude.
That's really cool.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, big congrats.
But yeah, so if you want to watch me pwn some noob, I don't even know who it is. I'm assuming he's a noob, and I'm going to pwn him.
Yeah,
that will be happening.
Pwn him hard, dude.
Yep, I will.
In the A,
I will.
You've already got your game face on. I like it.
Yeah.
Good. Well, follow
my beer.
Follow Dills at Willie Dills, and of course, Torture Cast is a thing, and that's going on. So you can check that out.
Yeah, the Giants didn't make any trades at the deadline, so yeah, maybe we just gave up on the season.
Yeah, who knows? This is a weird. It's a rebuilding year. Let's look at it that way.
This is the year that we introduced Veronica to Hunter Pence, and that's pretty much all that happened with the Giants this year.
Yep, it was a big day for everyone, except for everyone else. All right, so that's it. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Leave us a review on iTunes. We love those, or wherever your podcasts are disseminated. Paul Swicker does our blog and our show notes over at theinstance.net. Big thanks to him. Theinstance.net is where you can find links to everything we've done, including archives, forums, and more. Instance Show on Twitter. You can find me at Scott Johnson. And Willie Dills in the _ T, of course. On Facebook, we're at /Burke. Facebook. We're at /TheInstance.
Hey, Burke.
That's going to do it for us. For me, for Terpster, and for Dills. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Frustrated foodie flees for further fame. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. One of the unfortunate realities of Azeroth is that the vast majority of its citizens are doomed to repeat the same thing day after day, year after year. Whether it's asking adventurers to bring them 10 pelts from some animal, or buying the umpteenth million bottle of troll sweat from those same adventurers, life in Thunderbluff, Stormwind, or Dalaran can be pretty boring. Case in point, celebrity Stormwind cook Robbie Flay. He went from a short-order cook at the Goldshire Inn all the way to preparing state dinners for the king, then decided to share his knowledge with the world by becoming the cooking trainer for Stormwind. But with the discovery of Pandaria and that magical institute of cuisine known as the Half Hill Market, Flay has seen his clientele shrink to almost nothing while his boredom level approached infinity.
It would appear that being ignored like this was just too much for Robbie to bear, because today he shocked Azeroth when he abandoned Stormwind and, with the help of the bronze dragon Kairos, traveled back in time to Draenor. Early indications are that Flay has been named the personal cook to Grommash Hellscream. If it was fame or infamy he was seeking, it would seem that his life has taken a turn for the beta now that he is the Iron Chef.
Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Where no Buxley has gone before. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. Welcome to the complaint department. How may I help you, sir?
Hello, I'd like to register a complaint.
Okay, here. You have to fill out this form with your name, race, city of origin, and class.
I have no class.
What, are you Alliance?
Ah, very funny. You know what I mean.
What's your complaint?
That's just it. The class I'm supposed to be. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No. I'm supposed to be a shaman. You know what a shaman is?
Yeah, I'm a shaman.
Oh, so you understand what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I run around raids, and I do shaman stuff all the time.
I'm not sure I believe you. I stand there in raids, I throw my arms out, I wiggle my fingers, no lightning. I have these sticks I throw on the ground, no fire or earth elementals show up, nothing.
Hey, it works for me. I can do lava bursts, lightning. Lightning's a good one, unless you're taking a bath. Don't do that. Lightning shield, you know, all those shaman stuff. I throw down totems with no problems, and I cast any of those spells.
You what now?
Throw down totems.
No, the other thing.
Cast spells?
Yeah. Now, what is that exactly?
I think you're going to have to go see your shaman trainer.
Yeah, okay, great. That's great. What's this shaman trainer thing?
Maybe you should go back to your hometown and ask around.
Hey, yeah, I'll do that. Thanks.
If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Control. Command and Control. This is Super Duper Special Agent Codename Buckhead. I am deep inside the Frogpants Studios compound and right outside the office where they record The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast. You don't have to. Are you there, Control? Requesting permission to abort. Security is too high. Repeat, security is too high. They have actual freaking alarm robots in here. And inside the office, there's a gigantic cat with a name tag that says Henry. I barely made it past that guard dog, Jeff. Stupid Jeff. Control, are you reading me? This mission is pointless, Control. We don't need to be physically on site to spoof their IP address. We don't need to spoof their IP address to get beta access to the World of Warcraft expansion Warlords of Draenor. Too late, fall 2014 pre-order now for a free character boost to 90. Control! Damn it! I'll just have to go for it. Tell my wife if I make it back, I'll mow the lawn. And wait, is today Wednesday? I'll even take out the trash. Okay, okay, this is it.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrats. I'm your host, Efink G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week's achievement is Higher Learning. The goal here is to read the volumes of the Schools of Arcane Magic found in Dalaran. The trick here is to just be patient. We have to find 8 different books spread around Dalaran. Kinda in the main area of Dalaran. It's not really hidden. They're on shelves. They're on tables. You've probably seen books all around Dalaran. Well, now we're gonna read them. Head over to slashgrats.com. I'll post a link where you can find all these books. Wowhead did a great job describing where they are, where you can find them. After they've been read, they disappear, and in about 3 minutes, they'll tell your friends. And once they disappear, they're gone for about 3 to 4 hours. After you've read the 8th book, and you get the achievement, you're going to see that you have a new item in your mailbox. Read that while you're still in Dalaran, and you will be teleported to a secret room in the Tower of the Violent Citadel. You're going to talk to the Archmage, and show him the book. He's going to be like, "This is great, have this cool non-combat pet." Not bad, right? So, get this achievement done correctly, you will be a higher learner, 10 points richer, and you'll have one more combat pet. Catch up on old shows at slashgrats.com or find us on Stitcher or iTunes. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm EFinkG4. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Welcome. This is Dederin with another edition of Ask a Magus. This week's question is, how can goblins use mechanical totems? The secret to a totem is that pretty much any container can be one. Milk bottles are just as valid as wooden totems. What shaman need is the element held within that container. Water and earth tend to be easy to obtain. Air is practically inconsequential to bottle up. It's fire that is a problem. Once you get a fire going, magical properties within a totem can suspend that fire. But you need a fuel source. This proved difficult for both goblins and Draenei. The aliens figured out that some gases they were mining were flammable, and thus perfect for fire totems. They later found that gases from drunken dwarves were also extremely useful. When one of the few sober dwarves noticed a Draenei collecting such gas, they too figured out how to build their totems. As you can imagine, this wasn't an option for goblins. So they often turned to the same natural resource that Torn and orcs have used for centuries, the outhouse. Send your questions to AskAmagus on Twitter. Until next time, don't go into the outhouse in Orgrimmar.
Epic diapers.
If you're like me, you're burnt out on this expansion, and this is coming from the guy that hasn't even played in a couple of months. Yeah, I'm busy as ever with my family and work, but if it were fresh and new, I'd probably still be finding excuses to play at night like when I used to raid. However, if you're looking for new challenges and a way to regularly mix it up, don't forget the in-game world event calendar. For example, this weekend is the Alterac Valley Call to Arms, while the first weekend in August brings us Warsong Gulch and the week-long Darkmoon Fair. Also, don't forget the Stranglethorn Fishing Extravaganza every Monday! Aside from the calendar of events, mix up your gameplay, go for some transmog gear, level alts, or rack up those achievement points. And if you do want a fresh look at the game and you have beta access, give your toon a spin on Draenor. You don't need a level far to maybe inspire you to prepare your characters for their eventual arrival back in time, or in a different timeline on a different planet. Is that right? I think. You can find me at Epic Diapers and EpicDiapers.com. Also, Willie Dill's Veronica Belmont and I will be covering the San Francisco Giants game this Saturday, July 26th, as they play our arch rival, LA Dodgers. Be sure to check out our Twitters.
Rumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Melgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what is the most advantageous thing for me to do between expansions? The time between expansions is a wonderfully glorious time when everything old becomes new again. This is the time when you can dig back into your armor locker and find those old tier 2 pants you haven't been able to get into for years. Imagine how stylish you will look compared to your colleagues when you are between expansions. This is also a good time to go thrift shopping through some of the old dungeons that have been converted to loot piñatas for matching accessories. One note of caution. Do not throw out your old gear. If you are between expansions, clearly you are planning on visiting the buffet, and you will likely have need of a little more wiggle room in your armor soon enough. I am Miss Mulgrew, and that is my advice. Hakamagosh! Follow at Miss Mulgrew on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgrew.com.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.